response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike. And in studio, we have a man who tonight and tomorrow joins Colorado's own Steve Mudflat McGrew for the Friends in Safe Spaces Tour at Comedy Works. We have Chad Prather. What's up, man?
Big Mike, do you know how hard it is to do shows with Steve Mudflat McGrew?
I mean, how hard is it?
Not only is the guy incredibly talented, but he likes to tell you how talented he is. and it's just, he's a prima donna. He's a diva. And he's just a real needy, needy man.
It's like the minute you appreciate how awesome is, then he repeats it, and then you're like, should I appreciate that? He headlined Comedy 103.1's 4th birthday party last year. Great friend of the station.
We did the show yesterday at Comedy Works. It was an afternoon show. It was a full house for the afternoon on Sunday, which was great. And then I was so funny. I mean, I killed for 44 minutes, and then Steve had to come out there and try to outdo it. So 2 hours later,
Steve
was still...
So you felt good for a few minutes. and then it kept going.
Exactly. No, we had a great time yesterday, and of course, looking forward to the Downtown Club tonight, and then we'll be back at Landmark again tomorrow night. So it's kind of an odd time of the week, but Monday, that's when you need to laugh.
You need to laugh any day of the week, whether it's the weekend, a Monday, a Wednesday, you always need to laugh. And like you said, Monday is kind of when you probably need to laugh more than anything.
Exactly.
Your weekend's done. You're a little depressed about that.
Well, typically I'm working on the weekends. So Friday and Saturday, those are work days for me. Yeah. Typically a Monday or Tuesday is the day I'm taking off. So this is technically I'm working on my weekend.
He's working on his weekend to make y'all laugh.
I need people to appreciate what I'm going through to bring you the funny.
It doesn't matter what part of town you're in. Tonight you'll be at Comedy Works Downtown.
Right.
And then tomorrow you'll be right here at Comedy Works South. And, what's been going on with you, man?
Well, I've been traveling all over. We came off of a tour last year. Of course, I'm out of Fort Worth, and my buddy Cowboy Bill Martin, he and I toured together last year. We did 35 cities with the Kings of Cowtown. Very humble name. Yeah. Kings of Cowtown comedy tour, and we had a hugely successful run. And Steve did some shows with us on that over in Texas, and we just said, let's do some things together as our schedules can fit, and fortunately it has, because Steve's one of those guys. He's a comics comic, and he just really makes me laugh. Mm. I enjoy Steve. And we're like family at this point, in the sense that he's always asking for money. Yep. But, it's been a good combination, a great, great fit, and Steve and I are having fun. We're kind of hoping to do this thing in select cities all over the country.
Yeah. Well, it's called the Friends in Safe Spaces Tour. Explain the title for people. Explain what the tour is about.
Yeah, I don't know how long we'll stay with that title, but on this one, we were just kind of poking fun at some of the protests, the political protests and stuff, and we just love having fun at people's expense. Yeah. I mean, that's what comedy's all about, right?
Of course.
So we did that. We're actually headed into a studio today. We're laying down some parody songs that we've done. Some of them a little politically themed and just poking fun at both sides.
Yeah.
Gosh, if you can't laugh at the world we're living in today, my Lord.
Of course.
You're going to go crazy.
You can get through your day, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we did this, and he and I said, well, what do you want to call this show? And he said, well, let's do a parody of a country song. And so he and I were texting those words to each other at the exact same time. They passed somewhere in cyberspace in text message land. And we said, let's call it the Friends in Safe Spaces show, based off of Garth Brooks' Friends in Low Places. And we just said, okay, let's just go with it. If we both thought of it at the same time, let's just go with it.
Yeah.
But these tickets, I mean, we just kind of had this idea about a week ago. I think Steve had these dates on the books, and I said, let's do something quick. I've got a little time in March, and he said, well, come to Denver next week. And so this thing was kind of born out of it.
And, CNN calls you the pickup truck pundit. Of course, it was the Unapologetically Southern video. And, it went viral. I think it's like 2.7, 2.2 million right now.
A lot of folks look at the stuff I do on YouTube and they say, well, he's a YouTube guy. I have the Unapologetically Southern video on YouTube. That thing went crazy. Facebook is really where I am. I have over 200 videos now that have been seen at least a million times per video. Countless others in the high hundreds of thousands. I have no idea why people are watching this junk, but I'm glad they are because it opens up incredible doors for me. You know, it's created a career. A number of years ago, I called my wife on the phone, and I was at the gym. I wasn't in the gym. There's a huge difference. And I was sitting in the parking lot, and I said, babe, I got to quit my job. I was in the corporate world. I'm miserable. She said, if that'll make you happy, then go for it. And I said, that's great, because I've already quit. She said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, it's time for me to just make a living being myself. And my wife said, what's the street value on your personality these days? And of course, there wasn't one. And so I was fortunate that lightning sort of struck with these social media videos, because...
So the videos were already out when you made this decision.
Well, no, they kind of came out on the end of that. I was doing so. I right on the heels of that, I started doing a travel television show, which was comedy. You know, we do travel all over the country, do man on the street interviews. Mm-hmm. They'd throw me out of airplanes and all this weird stuff, trying to kill me. And I was trying to find a way to promote that show and that network, and that videos were kind of born out of that.
Yeah.
And they took a life of their own and outran even the viewership of the show. So we actually sat in a conference room at the television studio one day, and then somebody said, hey, you know what we need to do that would make our life easier? We just need to make a viral video. You know what? We need to go win the lottery too.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was fortunate that within 2 weeks of having that conversation and laughing about it, my first video went viral, and then I was able to do it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
That's the real miracle, is the ability to continue doing it. But I've built a following and a lot of eyeballs on that stuff, and the natural outflow was to do comedy, to do comedy shows. I didn't know, I'm not that traditional comic that spent the time in the trenches, and I respect so many of these guys that I've admired for so long who have done the clubs, have dealt with the ups and the downs. I went straight to theaters. I mean, we started doing theaters, and to be honest with you, these shows here at Comedy Works, this is the first time I've ever done an actual club.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was excited to be able to do it. Most guys are like, why in the world would you be? But it was fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a fun experience for me, and we're continuing to book theaters across the country and having fun with it. And fortunately, because of the social media, people see it. And you got a built-in promotional machine, and it's been real nice.
Well, and I imagine it's got to be awesome. And your entire pickup truck's now a tax write-off. I mean, you can just write that. I mean, I imagine you can just write that thing off every week.
Exactly. I write everything off at this point. So if the IRS is looking
If you just drive a little, because most of your videos, you park, you drive a little bit, you can write off that gas.
Right.
I mean, you'll be good to go.
Everything.
But
it's weird. I put those videos out now, and if I don't, I did a live feed video from the condo a little while ago. And if people don't see me, one, in the cowboy hat, and they don't see me sitting in the cab of the truck, then it's not a Chad Prather video.
Yeah.
It's not legitimate. It's not genuine.
Right.
So I catch a lot of beef for people because it's kind of built a brand.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to rock the hat. You got to bring it.
You got to have the hat. And
Is the hat on stage?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, again, it's the hat is an outcrop of it's just an expression of who I really am.
You just
am.
Need to bring the pickup on stage. We need a bigger stage at Comedy Works.
We actually laughed about that in some of the theaters. We said we need to get a pickup truck, and we need to cut the thing in half where you just have the cab and put it as a stage prop.
Yeah.
And then I can just sit in the truck when I want to do a 2-minute rant. We'll just make that a funny part of the, a bit, and then I can get back out of the truck.
You drive north a little bit to Fort Collins. I see a lot of these farms. There's trucks already cut in half. All you need to do is tow it.
Welcome to my neighborhood.
Exactly. You'd be good to go. So what's next for you, man? You got a Tonight and Tomorrow Comedy Works with Steve Mudflat McGrew. You know, what you got coming up in 2017?
We've got shows all over the country. A lot of things that are happening, and we're working on things. We got, watchchad.com is my website.
Yeah.
Or you can go to chadprather.com. They'll take you to the same place and check out the calendar. I've got to update that thing because we got so many shows that are coming that I haven't even put on the calendar yet. Mm-hmm. So, follow me on Facebook. Check me out on YouTube. That's the easiest way to figure out what's going to be happening. But head back to Texas when we're done here. And then I've got shows from Indiana, Illinois to Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, we're just going to be all over the place. Just got back from Montana. Have you ever flown on one of those 6-seat Cessnas where they've got an overpack? And it's like, you're like, I'm not afraid to fly. But you get up to that plane, and you're going, this is stupid.
Yeah.
This is dumb. So I had to fly the last hour and a half on this little 6-seater Cessna, and then I got in a canoe. There was a Native American lady who was showing me the way up the river, and then I got on a donkey for the last 8 hours of the trip into Sydney, Montana. I could spit and hit Canada.
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody decided to move to that part of the world.
Well, I imagine those people needed a reason to laugh, so thank goodness they got you up there.
We got up there. We had a sold-out show. I just got back from there, and it was a fun night.
Well, we want to thank you for making time for us. Like I said, you can go to ComedyWorks.com tonight and tomorrow. If you're closer to downtown, he's at downtown tonight, and if you're down south here, we'll be at the South Club tomorrow night. We got Chad Prather and Steve Mufflat McGrew. It's the Friends in Safe Spaces tour, and thank you for making time for us, man.
Thanks for having me in.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.